What's going on, everyone? It is your boy, Bean fucking Sleazy, back at it with my podcast, Gustavo's Corner. Today's episode, we're talking about self-belief and what I'm currently going through at the moment. And it's some wild fucking shit, dude. Like, oh, you know what? We're gonna run it back to the last 6 months of my life. We're gonna go into detail about what's happened over the last 6 months of my life. And I'm gonna be fully honest in this episode so you guys can really, really see and hear what the fuck happened. So, last 6 months, 6-7 months, I would say. Alrighty. I'm in a terrible fucking position. Terrible fucking position. I'm talking, dude, I'm homeless. I have no money. No fucking money, dude. Fucked. Absolutely fucked. Like, my uncle, my aunt, they kicked me out. I have nowhere to go. So, my mom and myself, me and my mom, were in a hotel. Sorry about the dog barking. Can't do nothing about it. I'm going for my walk. This helps me get out all this shit. This is like fucking therapy, to be honest. But my mom and I were in a hotel, no money. I had like 5-6 days to make a play, which I was trying to do. But one of the nights, y'all, I was just like, and like I was a cocaine addict, Xanax addict, whatever. But this doesn't have anything to do with the play into the time of this whole situation. It doesn't at all. I went to rehab and all that shit already. So I was like, I was like extremely hopeful. And I knew the earth, the universe kept giving me signs that it was time to go. Cause I could just tell, but it was like these like fucking signs, dude. Like at the time, me and one of my friends, like this is kind of a low point. This isn't in my balling time period, but I don't know. I'm fucking insecure about sharing this shit, but fuck it. Cause I gotta do it, dude. It's part of therapy. It's part of letting go. It's part of growing. I remember, dude, this is such a low period in my life, but my friend and I, we went down to Kensington and we were getting Zans. And then I remember, like, that was fine and all. That didn't really affect me, but I had this fucking moment, dude, where I took my mom down to Kensington, all right? And this is like, dude, you guys can look this shit up on Google. Like, bro, you don't fucking go to Kensington with your mom. And I'm driving through Kensington and I look around and I see the people. And bro, like straight up, like people, like they're walking, like, and like, dude, I was just like they're walking, they're homeless, bro. They got nothing. I'm here with my fucking mom. And we're about to go to a hotel. And this feeling of like this pain, like it was in my heart, it was in my stomach. And I was just like, yo, I gotta fucking leave, bro. Like, I can't do this shit no more. Like, straight up, like, what the fuck did I do to my life? Like, that's straight up what happened, bro. I was like, this deep fucking pain, like, and I knew from that moment, I knew I had to do it. I knew I had to leave, and I knew I had to face my fear of finally leaving and growing and doing what the fuck I'm supposed to do. Do what I'm on earth to do. And I feel like the universe gives everybody signs. I feel like it gives everybody signs. To be honest with you, I think I had to go through that drug addiction. I think I had to. If I didn't go through that drug addiction, to be honest, I don't think I would have fucking left. I think I'd be right in the same spot that I grew up in with the same girlfriend. Not that there's anything against that young girl. She fucking, bro, on some real shit, good person. Just not the right person for me. She came along on the journey to where I'm at right now in Florida. And she came along, like, I wanted to, from the bottom of my heart, make that whole situation work. Like, in all honesty, dude, I did. I wanted it to work, and I wanted my whole relationship with her to scale, and I wanted it to be, like, a real relationship, and I wanted all of her problems that we had to work out, but I'm not going to share a lot of those problems, because, like, I don't know, it might offend her. I don't want her to fucking even hear this, to be honest with you. Anyways, she came along with me, and we slept in a car. We slept in a car for about a month, month and a half. Lived off of gas station, like going to gas stations and asking people for money. That's how we got here, okay? That's how we got here, dude. We lived in a fucking trap house because I paid rent to this lady Like, I found her ad on Craigslist, and it was, like, no deposit required, just 1 week's pay. So I'm like, yo, fuck it, dude. And we went to Orlando, dude. We didn't even know the fucking area. We didn't know the area at all. Like, it was just, like, kind of like, fuck it, dude. And so, like, and we wanted a place to stay because we were tired of fucking being in the car. So we had some money, and I pay this lady, and we go into the house. We think everything's cool and all. Dude, nighttime comes, bro, and all, like, bro, I'm from Philly, and, like, I seen some shit, but, like, nothing like this, dude, nothing like it. All these motherfuckers come out at nighttime, bro, and the whole goddamn, like, just, it was fucking crazy. It was absolutely fucking nuts. She was letting people come in and sleep downstairs and shit, so, like, I was scared, because, like, I didn't want nothing to happen to her, and I didn't want anything to happen to me. And this little shit that we did have that was ours, we didn't have much of it. So we're like, yo, fuck this shit. And then one day, we just packed this shit up, put it in the car, and we left on faith that somehow we'd figure some shit out. And I had this job at this Chinese place, and I was doing dishes, delivery, and, like, I was learning how to cook, which I kind of did learn how to cook, but not everything. And this lady, the boss, she's like, I was talking to her, and I somehow, like, I don't know, I fucking told her this shit. And I don't usually share information like that in real life. Like, I don't really share that kind of stuff because it makes me feel uncomfortable. But for some reason, I shared it, and she took me in, and she took my ex in. Like, what the fuck, dude? What are the odds? And that stems back to when I was in Kensington, okay? And the self-belief shit that I have. It's fucking insane, dude. It's fucking insane. I was driving down the street in Kensington with my mother in the car going to buy drugs for me to take because I wanted to escape how I was feeling. But I faced my inner fears that kept me fucked for 3 fucking years in this, like, shit fest that I didn't even know when I first started. I thought, like, I don't even get into that because this is... That's too much. Like, I gotta explain that in another episode. But the self-belief, like, I had that moment in Kensington. And, like, I was just like, fuck this shit. Like, I gotta go. And I stuck with it. And then I got to Orlando. And then, like, again, like, we finally got a place to live. And then guess what? We're fucked again. But I stuck with that self-belief. And I pushed forward. Then a few days later, when we're in my boss's house living, me and my ex, we were arguing, like, this, that, and the third. And the financial situation was just going to be fucked because, like, my boss was going to make us leave in 2 to 3 weeks. And we weren't going to have the money with what I was getting paid. And she didn't have a job yet. So she went home. Now, when she went home, I was kind of sketched out because at that time I was like, dude, what the fuck am I gonna do? Like, this is my support system. Like, I didn't believe in myself, dude. I did not believe in myself, okay? Severe anxiety through for the first couple of days after she went, like, left. Like, this girl, like, bro, like, straight up, like, I'm a big baby. And, like, I kind of can support myself emotionally now. But back then, like, dude, she was my everything with that. Like, she kept me in a situation where, like, I felt safe. Like, for real, like, dude, I didn't feel that way for a while. Like, I always searched that feeling of wanting to feel loved and feel safe. And I never looked within myself. Well, I did when I was younger, but it came a point when I stopped looking within myself. And I started looking at external shit. But I never felt the love for myself that I do now. The love that I have for myself now is a lot bigger. And I trust myself and I have more confidence with some things that I can do on my own. But at that point, dude, I was just like, wow, like, I'm fucked again, dude. I'm alone. And we're going to stem this back. Yo, holy shit, I just thought about this. We're going to stem this back to when I was in fucking middle school and high school, like 9th, 10th grade, 7th, 8th grade, that time period. My mom had a stroke. All right, so my dad and her got a divorce, like, around the time she had a stroke. So, and hit my dad, bro. Like, I love my dad, but he did some fucked up shit. Like, I don't think he... I'm very grateful for the way I was raised because I got to make up my own opinion and do my own thing. So, I'm very grateful for that. But at the same time, I kind of wish he was there to, like, point me in different directions. But I found, like, people on the internet where I came to train my brain and establish the self-belief that I have now, which is like Joe Rogan. And back in 2013, I was watching him, FousiTube, fucking Wiz Khalifa, like all these people pointed me in a positive direction when I had no one to guide me. So I kind of want to, that's what, wow, dude, I'm getting shit. I'm learning shit about myself doing this. Wow. That's why I want to do this, what I'm doing right now, and talk about what I've gone through and share my experiences, because these people saved my life. I would have been fucked, dude. I had an IEP in school, so I guess in like the system's eyes, I'm kind of fucking retarded or whatever, but I think I'm very smart in some ways. Like business and shit, bro, like I always had a drive for that since I've been since I've been little. Like me and my friends would do lemonade stands, but like the drug dealing shit, like that's on a, that I took that to a whole nother, like a whole nother, a whole nother level, honestly. I don't even know how I did it sometimes, to be honest with you, but it was a lot of stressing and a lot of fucking Xanax that required me to do all that shit. I would have never done that shit sober, dude, on some real shit. Like I don't fuck with that, dude. Like it's just a bunch of negativity all surrounded with that. Like yes, you're getting money. Yes, you're getting money. Yes, you're making money. Yes, you're living that lifestyle, which is great. But there's no longevity to it. And in the end, when you think about it, is that really what you want to do? That's just like every other job, dude. Is that really what you want to do? You can, what I learned, dude, with working 7 days a week and looking at other people and observing other people's energy, observing other people, dude, everybody's like a slave, dude. And like, people are enslaved more than others. Like right now, dude, I'm not really like enslaved by anything. I can kind of just do what I want to do. I have free will. I don't have a kid. I don't have like tons of bills. I don't have all this shit. You know what I'm saying? But when some people get, when they get older, their self-belief goes away because they have all these bills. They're overweight because then they realize they hate their job. They have a girlfriend they don't like, so they eat all this fucking junk food, smoke cigarettes, like don't work out, like all that. And I feel bad for those people, but right now, like I got, like bro, like oh my god, dude, there's like so many things. Like my mom, all right, so about a week or two ago, my aunt, I was really close to my aunt, she passed away, but for some reason, I don't know, I don't feel like really upset about it. I guess it just hasn't hit me yet, but my mom is like devastated. My mom, she's blind, and she is staying with my aunt at the moment, my other aunt, but she can't stay there for much longer. So my mom's gonna be moving here, and I'm gonna be taking care of her. Like we're gonna get an apartment, and I'm gonna be taking care of her. Like yeah, she's definitely gonna help me out in some situations because she has like money, so she has like a disability check or whatever the fuck that's, whatever it is. So she's gonna be able to help me. But for me to emotionally be there for someone else that's like kind of like a baby, dude, that's a scary situation. That's a scary fucking situation. But I'm gonna boss up and I'm gonna deal with that, because like bro, guess what, self-belief. But going back to Kensington, when I realized I had to leave, now I realized I had to leave my situation, and when I told my ex to go home, it comes down to self-belief. And you guys right now listening to this podcast probably have something you want to do, some deep fucking fear that you have that you can easily get over it with just taking action. That's all it fucking is, dude. You take the action, you see where you're going, it goes up, your life will start scaling up, because no matter what the fuck happens, dude, you know what's gonna happen. like I don't know, I didn't explain that right, but as long as you take action, things will change. Things are going to change either in a negative or positive light, but at least things moved. Okay? They didn't stay fucking stagnant. I'm telling you guys right now. I'm telling you. Because I know where I'm headed. We can all program our thoughts. We're all in the same playing field kind of mentally. Not exactly, but we can all program our minds the way we want to program. And some people just don't know that. So you can program your mind to have self-belief. You just gotta take action. Taking action is fucking important. So that's the episode for you guys. Gustavo's Corner, episode 2, self-belief, baby. That's all you need.